The integration of addiction and mental health agencies should help residents better navigate their way to finding help. Choices for Change and Resilience Huron Perth have merged to become a branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA Huron Perth Addiction and Mental Health Services. Catherine Hardman is the new CEO of the CMHA branch, shifting over from her executive director role at Choices for Change. Our commitment is to treat everyone with the respect and dignity that they deserve, regardless of their situation or previous history with either legacy organization, Hardman said at an announcement Monday at the organization's main location in Stratford, on the third floor at 10 Downey Street, the former Choices for Change space. Hardman said addiction services in the community actually started under the umbrella of the CMHA in the early 1980s. A lot of our clients are clients of both organizations. There is a lot of crossover between mental health and addictions. A lot of concurrent, mental health and addiction issues, the same clients, similar programs. It made sense to bring it all together and have it really, truly integrated. Hardman described it as one-stop shopping for people in the community with mental health concerns and addictions. The local, former CMHA branch went through a period of transition last year, and Claudia Denboer was appointed as supervisor by Ontario Health to lead Resilience Huron Perth during this transition period. Camille Kenneville, CEO of CMHA Ontario, said the board of directors at CMHA Ontario were concerned about the health of the local CMHA branch. As a result, we made some inquiries and we worked really hard with them to work with them. That did not prove fruitful. It was our view that integrating these two entities made a lot of sense. Ontario Health reached the same conclusion. But for them and their decision-making, we would not be here today. Hardman said stakeholders-led sessions with community partners beginning in May to answer questions about merging and to discuss opportunities and challenges. This integration has meant a lot of change for staff at both organizations, she said. I am incredibly proud of how they have stayed focused on client service and have embraced the vision of a strong, dynamic and compassionate agency to meet the needs of the most vulnerable in our communities. I truly believe we will be stronger together. Kenneville said she is proud of the process that was undertaken and proud of having a single branch to help individuals with both mental health and addictions under one roof, which will put clients at the center of their care and make it easier to navigate. Kenneville said the merger was not about saving money. Integrations really at the end of the day don't save money. They are about ensuring clients have the kind of care they need and it is as seamless and integrated as possible. We don't approach these as a money-saving opportunity, we still have the same number of clients. It is really how do we organize ourselves better to support that. No staff at either organization lost their jobs as a result of the integration, she said. Hardman said there were 6 staff at Choices for Change when she became executive director. With a few vacancies to fill, there are about 90 staff at the newly combined CMHA branch. Many of the members of the Choices for Change board of directors will continue with the new CMHA board, she said. The local CMHA branch, headquartered on Downey Street, will keep its former location on Huron Street. There are also satellite offices in Seaforth and Goderich. Hardman said the integration is good timing with an increase in residents seeking help as a result of the pandemic. In addition to more people seeking help for addiction and mental health concerns, they are working through a lot. Society is more complex now, she said. But society is also more accepting, she noted, and more conversations are taking place around addiction and mental health. Kenneville said that the new CMHA branch has the right leader. I think she is going to do wonders with this new organization.